Tonight's shir, Simakuf Samach Aleph, Sif Beis, Gimel, and Dalit, Sif Beis. Kol davar she'eino makbid olav eino chotzeitz. Something on his hand that he doesn't care about, doesn't bother him, is not considered a chotzeitz, it's not a barrier between him and the water. Hayadarko shazel lahakbid v'zeh ein darko lahakbid. But if it's something that this one is particular about and the other one is not, l'mishadarko lahakbid chotzeitz, the one who is particular, for him it's a problem, it's a chatzitza. The one who doesn't care, for him it's not a chatzitza. Ketzad. So what's an example of this? Hoya echod tzabo. You have a fellow whose profession is to dye things. Ve'yodav tzavua. So the dye gets on his hand. Today it would be a painter. So there could be paint on his hands. Enat tzeva chotzeitz al yodav, aval pi sheyesh al yodav mamosh shel tzivonim. The one who does this for a profession, the paint stain on his hand or the dye in his hand is not a chatzitza. It doesn't bother him, even though you can actually feel the paint on his hand. Lo hayatzaba, if he's not a painter or a dyer by profession. Im hayodav tzavuos, if his hands got dye on it. V'yesh mamosh hatzeva yadav. And it's not just that the skin has changed color, but there's actually, you can feel on the surface the dye or the paint. That is a chatzitza. Shadayo hayavesh chotzeitz v'alach in a chotzeitz. Dry ink is a chatzitza. Wet is not. V'chein hanashim shedarkon letzbo yedein lenoi kiyotzev zayna. If you have a woman whose normal cosmetic practice is to dye her hands, or for us it's to dye the fingernails, so if that's normal for them to, as part of their makeup, Ein oisat seva chotzeitz, and that dye and that coloring is not a chatzitza. The Rama adds, gilde makash al yodov, a scab that forms over an injury on the hand. Eino makbid olav, if he doesn't care about it, einon chotzeitzin, they're not a chatzitza. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kohen Yud Alf, kol dova v'chulu. Hainu imhu b'miyutu dafka. The Mechaber says, that which he doesn't care about is not a chatzitza. So the Mishnah Berurah qualifies if it's a miyut, if it's on a minority of the hand, and it doesn't care about it, it's not a chatzitza. Aval gav dekvar zocha zeh hamachabe besof sifah kodem. Even though the Shulchan Aruch mentioned this before, in the previous paragraph, kefolo kan, he repeats it here, mishum dekol hasifah zeh hu divei harashba mamosh. Because the entire paragraph here, this whole sif, is the words of the Rashba, kemuvob beis Yosef, as brought in beis Yosef, so he wanted to record it in the language of the Rashba. So therefore, he writes it down, even though part of it is a repetition. Sifkat and Yudbeis, v'hayodav tzivuos. If someone by profession is a painter or works with dye, and it gets on his hands, what's the limit to say? Miktsas mimikom anatila. Not the majority of his hand. Some of his hand. Some of his hand, where he washes, has the ink on it. Dilo hayaruba, because if it was the majority, hakaimelan we hold, Tafilo eino makbid, even if he doesn't care, chotzeitz. Rubo is a chatzitza. If it's the majority of the hand, it's a chatzitza. Achen b'seifa, when it comes to the end of the halacha, le'inyan noshim, regarding women, shedarkon letzpo yedei and lenoi, that it was normal for them to dye their hands for beauty. Shama filo kol yedei and tzivuos nami, then even if the whole hand is dyed, even the majority, all of it is dyed, kibon shem eskavnos lasos kein v'voitz, they intend to do it, they want it. There we say it's bottled to the body. It's like part of the body, and it's not a chatzitza. So even though the rule of chatzitza is roiv is a chatzitza, we're not makbid, when it's put on for cosmetic purposes and they want it there, then it's not considered a chatzitza b'chlal. It's considered bottled to the guf, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. And that is why we would say that nail polish, even though the nails are miyut, is not a chatzitza, because they want it there. But even if it be a rove, like the case of they used to dye the hands, that wouldn't be a chatzitza. Sifkan yu gimel, ein hatseva v'chulu. So someone who works with paint and with dye, then that's not going to be a chatzitza. V'cheinim hu tabach, or if the person's a butcher, v'yesh dam al yadav, and blood gets on his hands. Ein ochoitzitz, it's not a chatzitza. If he sells oils or fats, and it gets on his hands, and a chayit says it's not a chatzitza. Aval acher shohi mamosh esdrav el yodav. But anyone else who has actual pieces of dried blood or fat on his hands, chayit says it would certainly be a chatzitza. Let's say he's both. He's a butcher and he sells the fats or the oils, and he has both blood and shuman on his hands. Gam came at Salam Magnavam Lahakel, then the Chayitis. Magnavam says, it could be Mekel, it's not a Chatzitza. But again, this is only when it's on Miyut of the Yad, it can't be on Rov of the Yad. Sif Katan Yudal, Shahadiyo Vachul Valach, Enu Chayitis. Dry ink is Chatzitza, wet is not. But it's something to say. Kmo Hosam Gabi Diyoi, the same way we find by ink, Shahalach Enu Chayitis, that wet ink is not a Chatzitza. Mitam Shenimcha B'mayim, because it gets washed off in the water. So when he washes with his hands from the cup, it'll get onto his hands. Hu hadin litzivoyim, similarly when it comes to dyes, shem kmo diyo, like ink, dafka, shem amosh olav. It's only a problem if it's actually stuck to his skin. Ha'im embo mamash, but if there's nothing stuck to his skin, v'chazusa shalseh ba'alma, just his skin is tinted, colored from the ink, or the coloring, that's not a chatzitza. You have this a lot. If a person peels carrots, their hands might get orange, or if other things, your hands will start changing color. And it doesn't wash off necessarily. That's not a chatzitza. The rule of thumb is, if you can feel it above the skin surface, that's a chatzitza. If you, there's nothing raised to feel by the touch, that's not a chatzitza. Similarly, if your hand gets darkened, you're handling pots or the like, and this happens a lot. Pesach time, people get like dark streaks that's caught in their fingers, and their fingerprints, you see, they gets black.
And polishing silver.
Right, polishing silver, all these things. So if there's no mamish to it, if you can't feel it, there's no above the surface, it's in the skin, that's not a chatzitza. Umisha kosef tadir, someone who writes all the time. Even if there's actual drops of ink stuck to his fingers, dry ink, he's not makbid. The same way the painter isn't makbid with small drops of paint, and the butcher isn't makbid with small drops of blood, the fellow who's writing, and it's like a fountain pen or a quill, he's not makbid if they get little ink stains on his fingers either. For him, that's normal. And of course, the shayla, what's called kosef tadir. How much is he writing every day to be called a kosef tadir? But lachar, it's going to be comparable to the fellow who's the butcher or the other craftsman that he's constantly busy with his ink. Sevkant says, of gilde makal, the Ramah says that a scab is not a chatzitza. Hainu rir hayoytzim in a makal misyabesh nasa glid. This is the fluids that come out of an injury and dries up and it becomes like a scale, a scab on the skin. Some say it's like a boil that heals and there's some thick skin above it that also gets this scabby texture to it. If he doesn't care about it, that's not a chatzitza. If he doesn't want to take it off his hand, because it hurts to take it off. Like that's the basic definition. If it hurts to take it off, then it doesn't have to come off. When you wash off dried blood, that's not a problem. It doesn't hurt. So sometimes by the scab, there is dried blood. So we say wash off the blood around the scab or swab it off, but the actual scab, leave it alone. Don't worry about the scab itself. Se'if Gimel. Sarich lehoser hatabas me'al yodo b'shasti yasidayim. If a person wears a ring, he should take it off when he washes the yasidayim. V'afilu hu rafui, the Ramah says, even if the ring is not tight, even if it's loose, he should take it off. Even if he doesn't care, it doesn't bother him that it gets wet. He is makbid not to wear it when he does malach. It shouldn't get dirty or ruined. So then he should take it off and he washes his hands as well. Now some people are lenient if it's loose, and that's what they do. They're practiced to be lenient. But it's wrong. They should be strict. So we're not really expert to determine the definition of loose versus snug. Once you take off his ring, it shouldn't be a barrier between the water and his hand. Even if it's loose, what's allowing me to say, even though water will get under the ring to the finger, still he should take off the ring. Because we're not expert what's called loose. Ukadakame, as we'll say afterwards. Ubidiyaved, if he did not take off the ring, Oslo Natila Barafui, the netila will work if the ring is loose. For who sheshafach ole revias masachas, if he poured a full revias at once, as we'll explain later in Simon Kosach base. Sifkad yutes b'shav v'chulu. So the Ramah gives us a definition of kepeda, that even though he doesn't care if it gets wet, if he cares not to wear it when he's doing work that could get it damaged, then it should come off. Umaski achorim, the achorim conclude, the davka isha shedar kalahak b'lohos vas b'shas melocha, that a woman whose way is to be careful to take off her rings when she does work, hayne b'shas lisha, meaning when she needs dough, so that's an example where that ring should come off in a tilas yadayim. Avol ish shein dar kalahak b'lohosir b'shas melocha, but a man who will keep on his ring even when he does work, kein dar kalosh, because he doesn't need dough, ain't sarich lahosir osu b'shas tila, he will not have to take off the ring when he washes, afilim ainu rafui, even if it's not loose. Rakim yesh bo evan toiv, unless it has an expensive, fine stone, shagam ish dar kalahak b'lohosir b'shas tila, because then even men will take off the ring when they wash, leislach leicham mehamayim, he doesn't want it to get wet, then he should be concerned that it would be a chatzisa. We don't get a straight definition here of what's called loose and what's called tight. And the chatchilah should come off, but if it doesn't come off and it's loose, it's okay. And it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that loose means that water can get in between the finger and the ring. Se'iv dalet, shi'ur netilas yadayim. How much of the hand should be washed? Kol hayad ad hakona shel zoya, the entire hand until the wrist. V'yesh oim, some say, ad makom chibu ha'etzba'os l'kaf hayad, you only wash to the point where the knuckles meet the palm. V'roi linho kedasi rishon, it's proper to follow the first view to wash until the wrist. Mishtabur sekon chof ad hakona v'chulu. What's the limit to say? Ad sof pisas yad, until the end of the palm, shu makom chibu yad v'kona, where the hand meets the arm. It is proper to follow the first view. What's the lomit to say? After midina, even the halacha, misha yirtzel lahakol gadei shnia, one who wanted to be lenient, like the second view, ein mochim biyad, though we wouldn't protest. The kol safek benetil sidayim lekulo, because we've already established, whenever there's a doubt benetil sidayim, we go with the lenient view. Kadei el b'simen kuf samach sefirav, we said that in simen kuf samach. But nonetheless, it is proper to be strict like the first view, that is the meaning of the oilam. The sefer atzei al mugim hochiach shehabe gedol rishonim sofim kein. The sefer atzei al mugim writes that many gedol rishonim hold this way. One should be careful not to be lenient. Ein be'alocha be'alocha. The be'alocha has discussion about who are these shitas. And he says the second shita, the lenient shita, Mitzad Hadin, the Mechaber is saying you can be meikol, because he says ro'ui linhog, meaning you don't have to. Any other stam v'yeshom, halachik the stam. Here it's a stam v'yeshomim, and he concludes v'ro'ui linhog kadas rishon. So the Be'er Locha says, who's the second sheet that says just go until the end of the fingers? It's Rashi, Tosis, the Rosh, and other rishon. Balachat chila, you go the first view, because that's the view of the riff. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that he's not so convinced that's just ro'ui l'chatchila, because it's not just the Rif, it's Abeinu Chananel, and it's Abeinu Yonah, and it's the Rashba. And he says that the Smak says this as well. So it's a whole list of Yishonim who bring this way. So he says, I found in the Atzei Al Mugim who made this, or that's what he even brought it into the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Gedoyli Rishonim, the Rif, Rambam, Rabbi Nachmanal, Smag, Rivo, Oruch, Rashba, all hold Medina de Gemara. You have to wash until the wrist. Therefore, Chayiv kol Odom Linuke Medina, not a Chumrah. The Atzei Al Mugim says, it's not just a Chumrah. He holds his Meikra Din. You have to wash until the wrist. It's not just a Chumrah. And I heard there are people who don't. The Mezalzel, just to wash until the end of the fingers, in my opinion, the Bechlal Mezalzel, Tehillas Yadayim, a very strong language, that they're not fulfilling the mitzvah properly. So Mishnah Berurah says at the end, after quoting this, he says, Lamaisa, if you're soimich on the second shita, b'shas ha'dachak, when you don't have water, and you only have enough to get to your knuckles, we're not going to make a macha, because there are rishonim that there is Rashi, Tosfos in the Rosh, and the Smak, and the Ritva, and the Shpohelek, and the Marashah. But, he says, Lamaisa, The minig is like the first few, to wash the whole hand. And mama oid tovli zershlo at south your mind. Don't be particular with the water. Make sure you have plenty of water so you can wash until the wrist, the whole hand, and the whole thing. So there's this mahalach here, this machlokes we show, and the chaber essentially concedes you can do like the lenient view, but it's better to do the first view. Then there are rachonim who argue and say, no, you cannot do the second view. You've got to do the first view. So Mishnah Berurah says, listen, b'shas dechak, you can be samech, like the Mechaber says, but outside of shas dechak, you don't wash until the end of the fingers, you have to wash until the wrist. Now, this machloikis will be relevant to other halachas later on. So it's important to hold cup that there are two shitas in this, and we'll bring it up later on as we go along. Mishnah Berurah says, kon chav beis, kadas harishon. It's proper to do like the first shita. Mashma b'shas dechak sheyesh lo mayim etzimtzum. So if it's a shas dechak, you have a very minimal amount of water, an exact amount of water. Yachalis mechadas mekilin yikor lion the leading views. The kaz v'achrom the chonim right. Then pisas yodu meluchach mizeh kegav. Let's say your palm is filthy, it's sweaty, it's dirty. Lakuli al mitzurich lito atzav pisya. Then even the rishonim who say you just wash till your knuckles would agree. In that case, they have to wash until the wrist. So the machlekes of do you wash beyond the fingers or not was assuming the palm is clean. But if there's filth on the palm, then for sure it's got to be cleaned up according to all the shittas.